You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
And finally, new rule, don't spin me when it comes to my health. Over the past year, the COVID pandemic has prompted the medical establishment, the media, and the government to take a scared straight approach to getting the public to comply with their recommendations. Well, I'm from a different school. Give it to me straight, Doc. Because in the long run, that always works better than you can't handle the truth.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
You can't handle the truth.
And media, well, I think we all know if it bleeds, it leads. The more they can get you to stay inside and watch their panic porn, the higher the ratings. Researchers at Dartmouth built a database recently monitoring the COVID coverage of the major news outlets across the world and found that while other countries mix the good news in with the bad, the U.S. national media reported almost 90% bad news.
Yeah.
Even as things were getting better, the reporting remained negative. And politicians, they lie because it's their nature to cover their ass so they don't get blamed if things go badly, and also to keep in practice.
Cover the bad news.
People aren't regulated.
Just bad news.
People aren't regulated.
Well, we have some numbers courtesy of Tim Sheehan at the Fresno Bee. I guess maybe they're smarter with the COVID dashboard, or maybe they get Fed numbers. I don't know. But we have some county hospital numbers for Fresno County here in the Valley. A little over a million folks in Fresno County, and I think we can officially say our society, we become a hypochondriac community. You know, and this community spreads around the globe. My word, stop it. Breathe. We survived. By we, I mean all of us that are still alive. We survived. This COVID virus killed some of us. And it's been a sad 397 days. But the early predictions did not happen. And that's good. Actually, you know what? That's great. It's great. States, well, not California, are showing that there's actually light at the end of the man-made dark tunnel, that we were scared into this man-made dark tunnel, and then when we were told that we could not leave. It's over. It's not over here, though, because we don't have local leadership. Most of our elected representatives are choosing to continue to go along with this deception, this great reset. To every city mayor, to every city council member, to every school board member, to every county board of supervisors, every state elected representative up and down this valley, a simple question. Why aren't we back to normal? And please use science and hospital stats in 100% of your reply to my question. Again, elected officials, why are we not back to normal? Answer with science and answer with hospital statistics. Thank you. We're waiting. And there'll be silence. They won't have answers to scientific and hospital stats. It's all about control, and it's all about being an arm of Sacramento, right? I think they kind of like it. I'm not going to say that they, I'm not going to accuse them of liking death. I'm not going to go that far, but I think they won't admit it, but it makes them feel more important. Had anybody heard of Dr. Vara before COVID? I'm sure there were some that had, but no. Anybody heard of Fauci before COVID? Okay.
Hopefully people will take it upon themselves to exert that social pressure to make sure that everyone complies.
All right. We ask, was it Thursday or Friday, Fresno County Health Department, how many people are in the hospital, how many people have died? We were instructed to go to this dashboard, and I'd already been to the dashboard, and I couldn't find it, so that's why we sent it. But anyhow, maybe I'm just not smart on the dashboard. Tim Sheehan at the Fresno Bee was either dashboard intelligent or has connections that give him the numbers. The number of people hospitalized across the valley at its lowest point in 11 months, he writes. Hospitals in Fresno, King, Madera, Mariposa, Merced, Tulare counties had a total of 140 patients. Guys, that's out of 6 counties, 140 patients. Well, let's go look here in Fresno County. We had 80 patients are in the hospital with coronavirus in Fresno County. Okay, we have, again, over a million, but I just did the math at a million, 80 into a million. Mayor Dyer, City Council, trustees, Board of Supervisors, why aren't we back to 100%? Because 0.008 of our counties in the hospital. We locked down 397 days ago to make sure that our hospitals weren't overrun. 0.008 are in the hospital in Fresno County. And why are we not open 100%? Remember, let's just focus on why we went inside to begin with. So hospitals wouldn't be overrun. Keep it simple. Hospitals would not be overrun. They're not. Now they've turned us into a hypochondriac community. How many deaths? Well, I guess this is all I can find is by Fresno Bee reporting. County health officials acknowledged 2 additional deaths since March of 2020. Well, it's been 1,642 since March of 2020. 2 additional deaths. Since when? See, since when? We asked, they wouldn't provide us with that simple request to broadcast to the public, very transparent. Board of Supervisors, where are you hiding? Where are you hiding? We need a real full-time county doctor. His name says interim in front of it. When are we going to have a real full-time? Is he going to be interviewed? Is this his test? Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio, he's a Republican, standing very much out. He's talking about the 7-day average, the case rates per 100,000. Listen, guys, it's day 397. We now know what has happened in some states like Michigan and Rhode Island and New Jersey and Minnesota and Pennsylvania and Delaware and New York, all Democratic governors in California, but we're trying to get rid of ours. But they mandate all the mask requirements, all the limitations on business. And Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio was talking to Face Mask Fauci. He said, and I quote him, you said when Texas ended their lockdown, ended their mandate, that this was, quote, inexplicable and would lead to surging cases. Guys, where is Texas right now? Near the bottom of the 50 states. Jim Jordan said to Fauci, that guess didn't seem to be too good. And he was trying to get an explanation from Fauci on why Texas was so, quote, darn low compared to the rest of the states. What did Fauci reply? There's a difference between lockdown and the people obeying the lockdown. So what he's talking about up in Michigan and Rhode Island, all those Democratic states that are still locked down, what he's saying is when Jordan is going, look, the lockdown, it's not helping. Look at Texas. His response, instead of some common sense, would be like, well, then maybe that's the direction that we need to go. No. See, they won't ever admit that they were wrong. What an embarrassment for a doctor, a scientist to be wrong, a politician to be wrong. Right now, our Board of Supervisors were wrong. They have one of the last opportunities on the way out to do something correct and tell our local county health doctor to quit spreading fear right now. It's ridiculous, the fear that they're spreading with all the new variants, with all the new childhood diseases that they're putting warnings out on right now. Spreading fear. And they won't answer the questions with science. Can you answer it with science, please? Why are we not open? Answer it with science and hospital stats. Hospital stats are 0.008. Where's the science why we should be shut down? Let's hear Bill Maher again. You know what you need to do if you're on social media? write out his quote that he says here, write it out as your own quote, and then get in an argument with some liberal over it, and then post his video and go, ha, it's Bill Maher, huh?
And finally, new rule, don't spin me when it comes to my health. Over the past year, the COVID pandemic has prompted the medical establishment, the media, and the government to take a scared straight approach to getting the public to comply with their recommendations. Well, I'm from a different school. Give it to me straight, Doc. Because in the long run, that always works better than you can't handle the truth.
You can't handle the truth!
And media? Well, I think we all know if it bleeds, it leads. The more they can get you to stay inside and watch their panic porn, the higher the ratings. Researchers at Dartmouth built a database recently monitoring the COVID coverage of the major news outlets across the world and found that while other countries mix the good news in with the bad, the U.S. national media reported almost 90% bad news. Even as things were getting better, the reporting remained negative. And politicians, they lie because it's their nature to cover their ass so they don't get blamed if things go badly, and also to keep in practice.
Yeah, and if you believe any of the second, third, fourth, or fifth opinions one might go out and get regarding COVID-19 and the lockdowns from other scientists, other doctors, from reputable institutions and universities, Oxford, Harvard, Stanford, some places, Yale, like that, some of these doctors have come out. But no, they're all whacked out conspiracy theories. That's what Fauci says. He's just a numbers guy. He doesn't see the big picture.
Irrational resistance to doing the basics, getting vaccinated, wearing masks.
Yeah, wearing masks and getting vaccinated. If you don't do that, you're irrational. That's just the basics. That was Joy Reid on MSL and Joe BT. But here's how Fauci responded.
There's no easy answer to that, because when you're talking about irrationality and conspiracy theories and things like that, there's not a good logical answer to that. To just hope that people will finally realize when they look around them and maybe see loved ones who get infected, who get seriously ill, that they realize that we're dealing with a very serious problem.
The push for the vaccine is on in so many ways and so many fashions. Did anybody watch the NBC, Obama, all the celebrities? Wilson, the quarterback of the Seahawks, was hosting it. I saw a promo ad for it on something I DVR'd as I was fast-forwarding, so I rewound it just to see it. See how they were promoting it. Yeah, while that's going on, I'm sure a lot of people might have watched that. And listen, if you've had the vaccine and you listen to this show, I'm not saying that what a dumb move on your part. That's your medical world. That's your life. That's your health. You decide what you want to do. On my side, I see it as experimental. Now, in the past, if you'd said, hey, raise your hand if you'll take an experimental vaccine that's 99.7% the virus is not going to kill you. I don't think I'd be raising my hand, and I'm still not. I'm going to give both sides of this. A 43-year-old father of seven in Mississippi was left unable to speak and paralyzed on one side of his body 3 hours after being inoculated with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. WorldNet Daily reporting the family said that he suffered a stroke caused by a blood clot shortly after getting the single-dose shot. Healthy 43-year-old. Then he returned to work. Within 3 hours, his coworkers saw him unresponsive at his desk. Now, you're going to say that, this is only going to affect just so many people, and we actually realize that, so it's not going to happen to everybody. But, yeah, here was a 43-year-old healthy man. When he got the shot, now he can't talk and he can't walk. He's paralyzed on the right side. Family says they know that he knows who they are, and he cries when he sees them. That was on the exact same day that health officials at the CDC and the FDA did the pause in the Johnson & Johnson shot because six women got blood clots. We found out since that two had blood clots during the clinical trials. But the vaccine was granted formal approval for emergency use on this. A UCSF doctor explained why people are experiencing side effects after getting their vaccinations. He said, having side effects is not a bad thing. He said, the way I think about them, it's a sign that it's working. What is a little funky, he said, about those, of course, as soon as you say that, people say, oh, I didn't have any side effects. Does that mean, doctor, it's not working? He said the answer is no. These two things turn out to be true. The side effects are a sign that your body is producing its immune response. Not having side effects, you should consider yourself lucky. Well, does that mean their body's not producing an immune response? See, they talk out of both sides. Completely. What's the difference between a normal reaction to the vaccine and a reaction that you should be concerned about? I get your answers, because guess what? When you ask the questions, they don't have the answers. Oh, Bill Gates does. Only 700,000, you know, will suffer side effects.
You don't have side effects. You know, if we have, you know, 1 in 10,000 side effects, that's, you know, way more, 700,000. You know, people who will suffer from that.
Way more, 700,000, you know, people who will suffer from that.
Fresno County Dr. Volra said, we know vaccine hesitancy is out there. And guess what his final answer was? I wish we had better answers for those who are still skeptical. You don't even have a answer. The Crimson Tide of Alabama 1, COVID 0. How did Alabama beat COVID? I'll tell you next.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Hey, the weekend down at the Tower Theater barricade that the city created. We're going to talk to GV Wire senior reporter David Taub coming up. Bottom of the hour, he was down there this weekend. We'll get first-person account of what went down. I got to tell you, this is another Twilight Zone moment that I had. I ordered some food with Amazon, with Whole Foods, and the next free window was Sunday afternoon, 4 to 6 p.m., that window. So I ordered it around noon. At 2:30, I said, you know, I'm going to take a nap. I put my phone on silent. I said, I'll either be awake by 4-ish, you know, when the window becomes open of the delivery, or the very loud, loud doorbell with the tile floor echoing will wake me up. I'm right here. I'm 3 feet from the door on the couch. The car door slamming outside wake me up. I'm a light sleeper, especially in the day taking a nap. But I slept until 4:58. I get up, I check my phone, I see, what? Delivery at 2:49? 2:49? Okay. The food's been in, no doorbell? You just left it? Ice cream? 2 pints of ice cream, frozen vegetables? You just leave them in the sun, no doorbell? So from 2:49 to 4:58, it just sat out there. So I called to inquire. And do you know what I was told? Due to COVID, we don't ring the doorbell. So what did Sleepy Guy say? Are you trying to convince me my doorbell has COVID? Stunness on the other side of the Whole Foods phone line. I'm sorry, you will need to call Amazon and alert someone that it's okay to ring your doorbell. So Sleepy Guy Trevor said, are you telling me it's no longer common sense to alert somebody when you drop off ice cream in the heat? And I was in the Twilight Zone. So what did I do? I drank some ice cream and went back to bed.
This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history. Since the beginning of time, it has refinements to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the superstates that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
I'm not going to touch your doorbell because it could give me COVID? Well, Alabama's not as nut jobby as California, eh? Alabama Crimson Tide beat COVID 1-0. 50,000 turned out for Alabama spring scrimmage game. Man, if you can pack a stadium with 50,000 for a scrimmage game, that's some people that are hungry for sports. But it also shows that they're not hungry for the woke sports that is going on. That's proof right there that this hunger, those same people would be tuning into NBA, NFL, Major League Baseball, if the and their ratings are dropping. So see, the hunger is actually there, and it beat out the Texas Rangers. They had the largest attendance since opening up started. Let's see here. The Rangers had 38,000. They had 47,000 in Tuscaloosa. Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Nowhere near the capacity, though, of 101,000. Almost the whole city of Clovis could fit into their stadium. Incredible scrimmage game. Drew more than a Major League Baseball game. They have no mask mandate in Alabama. Businesses are allowed to be open, as we've seen. And this has been going on now for months. A church wanted to buy the Tower Theater. People didn't want a church down in the Tower Theater district. You got politicians involved. You got the Proud Boys involved. You got the LGBTQIA plus involved. And this weekend, we had the mayor and the police chief involved. How did they do it? A little something like this. They put up barricades. David Taub, GV Wire, he was down there, and we'll talk to him next.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster films in the last decade, then chances are that what you watched has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. Film scenes get completely altered. Films get canceled or lose funding. Actors supporting human rights are banned. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in uncovering the impact of this campaign on our society and highlighting the brave souls fighting back and turning the tide. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
You're listening to The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Mayor Jerry Dyer this morning complimenting the police department for all the safety measures that were put in place. Barricades were up in front of the Tower Theater. That's where we are right now. We've had weeks that have turned into months of protesting between two groups. One group is trying to stop the sale of the Tower Theater, just a landmark down there, to a church. And they say the church does not fit in with the vibe. The city's gotten involved. And you've had a lot of different sides getting involved. He was down there Sunday, and he's been down there many, many weeks. He's GV Wire senior reporter David Taub. Welcome back to the show, David.
Thanks, Trevor.
Hey, yeah, so altogether, hand counting, how many weekends have you been down there seeing what's been happening?
I'd say about four or five.
All right.
But it's been going on, I think that the count is about 16 weeks now, so not every week, but the last couple of weeks have been very interesting.
All right. Now, describe the physical change in the setup down there from the previous weeks to this weekend when the city got more involved, the police department did.
Well, this week, yesterday, the city put up physical barriers, kind of like the bike chain bike racks, along with Sean and Olive to keep the two sides separate. So the people who want the Tower Theater to remain as is and not be sold to the church were on one side by the chicken pie shop, and on the other side were the opponents, who for some weeks have been the Proud Boys, although the Proud Boys did not show up yesterday, at least none of them in Proud Boys gear. So they would be on the tower theater side. And the goal to keep things safe, to keep things peaceful, worked. There were no major verbal skirmishes. There were no physical skirmishes. So in that respect, what the police did worked.
Now, David, I'm going to give you credit. First person in journalism here in the Valley, I think, that actually found the Fresno leader of the Proud Boys and actually asked him what he stood for. And imagine a journalist getting both sides of the story. You did. You spoke to the Fresno chapter of the president of the Proud Boys, Mark Mazzola. What was your take after speaking to him?
You know, I think he believes what he says, that his perceptions other people have of him, he has a different idea, a different perception of what the Proud Boys are. I think the readers can make of it what it is. They want to make the Proud Boys villains, and definitely in the news they've been alleged to do some villainous things. And they've been villainized and demonized by City Hall, by many others on the internet and elsewhere. But my point is, oh, what do they have to say about it? Since everybody's bringing up their name in the news, what do they think about themselves? What do they think about how others feel about them? And how do they respond to all these accusations? And I felt the best person to talk about that would be the leader, who calls himself the leader of the Proud Boys. And he kind of denied that they are a racist group. He denied that they are this and that. They're just a kind of a fraternity. Those are his words. And whether people believe him or not, you know, that's up to the readers to decide.
Well, I again give you credit for going to them and getting their side of the of the story. Here's two black members of the Proud Boys. Many people will be surprised to find out that they actually have members of different races involved with them.
I will go out and say that the Proud Boys as a whole, I will say this on behalf of the entire national organization, denounce white supremacy. We are in no way, shape, or form white supremacists. We have a vetting system that just gets those guys out of our hair. We do not have anything to do with white supremacy. We do not have anything to do with the Ku Klux Klan. We denounce those organizations.
And I think that's what David found out from the local. I do know there have been some reports around America of different incidences happening with this. But anyhow, that's been the crux of all of this down there. And good to see that there was not violence yesterday. Did you have good access to everything that was going on?
No, Trevor, that was an issue, that the police and the city interpretation of things were that because the sidewalks, the public sidewalks, were behind barriers, in essence, for that time period, they were considered private property controlled by the protest groups. And because of some of those protest groups, mainly the Save the Tower Committee, they weren't happy with that Proud Boys story I wrote. And they told me, no, in certain terms, they didn't want me there. They're not going to talk to me.
Are you kidding? Are you serious?
You could. Hey, listen, Trevor.
You wrote a right down the middle, who, what, when, where, and why, and got their opinion on it. From reading that, I didn't come out of this notice. I didn't come out of it going, hey, David Tobbs on the side of the Proud Boys. You were a journalist that gave the other side of that. And I guess in today's world, there were obviously, continue the story. Sorry, but I can't believe they gave you flack over that.
Well, I appreciate that, Trevor. Listen, people can react how they will. I'm willing to listen to anybody who wants to talk to me. That's kind of my philosophy as a journalist. And if they want to portray them as the villains, that's fine.
That stands out today. That's pretty weird.
The police considered the area, the public sidewalk behind that barrier, as private land, at least for the time period during the protest. Therefore, the protesters can control who can be there and who cannot be there. So I had the police on multiple occasions tell me to leave, and on that second occasion when I was told to leave, I left. I didn't feel like getting arrested that particular day.
Okay, wait. I got to stop and make sure I'm following this right, David. My guest is GV Wire senior reporter David Tobb, downtown covering the barricades yesterday. Did I hear you say that the police told you that the protesters control who's there?
Correct, and they can invite or uninvite who they wanted to.
What?
Now, that's fine and good, but the police were the ones who were enforcing it, essentially evicting me from the area. Now, my colleague Nancy Price, her story is going to go up on GVWire.com in the very near future. She talked to a number of First Amendment experts and saying, even when you separate the sides in the name of safety, you can't restrict the media access like that. You know, there is precedent for separating sides for safety, and that is generally okay. But when you restrict the media access, particularly because of content-based material that is crossing the line.
David, this is kind of really shocking me here. What were you told by Fresno police that made you just say, okay, then I'm just leaving? What was the line they told you?
They told me that this is considered private property, and those who control the private property don't want me there, and I need to leave.
And those that controlled the private property were not the business owners, but the protesters?
Correct. Actually, the business owners, at least the person who's leasing that area, the parking lot, the chicken pie shop, didn't have a problem with me being there.
Wow.
But it was the protest organizers who, I guess, were considered the leaders and the controllers of who gets to be there and not, according to the police, did not want me there. And even though it was a public sidewalk and that's where I was told to move, and I did.
You know, David Taub at GV Wire, I don't care if it was the most anti-believing, like I do, journalists in the world. They have every right to be there and freely report on or even freely protest in America. And I guess maybe you're told that that's not a free speech zone that you were in, I guess, because the protesters controlled that. Well, as a media individual, we got to stick together, and can't be allowed to allow people to treat the media this way. That's kind of shocking, but we'll find out more. Let's segue real quick here.
That they did have a designated media area on the other corner of the intersection of Olive and Wishon. So, but you know, when you're at that corner, you can't quite get the access that you want to cover things.
That sounds like a designated free speech zone.
In essence.
Well, yeah, everywhere. Any zone you're in is a free speech zone in America. Interesting to know, and we'll look for that article coming out. You said it'll be out when?
Price. Soon, but this afternoon on GVWire.com.
Okay, we'll look forward to that. The rent moratorium that's gone on here, it's going to end in June. What do you see happening across this valley when that happens?
Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if state law extends it again. But the moratorium, where if you are having hardships because of COVID, you turn in a letter saying you're having such hardships, and you are not allowed to be evicted because you can't pay rent because of COVID hardships. And that goes on through the end of June. It's been extended once, and I wouldn't really be surprised if it's extended again. It's both built into state law. There's also a local City of Fresno moratorium that mirrors the state law, but goes through June.
No, but by putting off the problem, you're putting off the problem for one set of people, but you're extending the problem for the landlords.
That's true.
But nothing surprises us on the extensions, because they've already extended this a few times.
Exactly. You're not excused from paying rent. It just bills. You still have to pay rent, and you have to pay at least 25% of rent by the end of June. Otherwise, eviction for non-payment can resume.
Yeah, but there'll be so many people who will 8 months of back rent, and then you just move out. And then in the future, it used to be if you didn't pay your rent, you try and get a new place, and it would show up, a year from now, 2 years from now. Anybody can just go, oh, that was during COVID. Oh, we'll forgive that. Well, we got ourselves into a mess. In closing, David, thank you for your time. What are you making of the 70% of vaccines being sent back? Did that kind of surprise and shock you here, Fresno County? Actually, there weren't enough people in line to get it, so we sent it to other places?
I don't know what to make of that. There are many reasons why people are vaccine hesitant. Some, they just want to see how this vaccine goes. Remember, it's still an experimental vaccine. It has not been approved. It's only been approved for emergency usage. So maybe they're waiting for that. But it'd be interesting to see if somebody asked the people, why aren't you getting your vaccines, to see what their answers would be.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised. I really thought by what I see with my eyes out in public, but I guess everyone is, doing the masking and doing all this because you have to buy and sell. But I really were surprised to see that there was that much hesitancy. I knew the reasoning why there were some, but I was really surprised that much back. The push is on, and we look forward to reading the outcome. It's not the end of this story of you not having access. And, my question to the police department and to City Hall is, how do protesters get the kind of control that can kick out someone in the media? We're not going to let that one die, and I know you're not either. David, anything you want to say in closing?
Yeah, Nancy Price is exploring that issue, and her story will be out soon.
There it is.
GVWire.com.
GVWire.com. He's the senior reporter, David Todd. Thank you, sir. Go woke, go broke. That's not just a saying, it's reality. And I'm going to share some realistic facts concerning the NBA, and we'll do that next. And Congressman Devin Nunes, coming up at 5.
The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
All right, we're redefining everything these days, right? What it means to be a woman, what it means to be a man, what a domestic terrorist is and such, right? Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, we haven't heard from her ever since she, nobody wanted her to be president. But here's her argument, and this is how whacked out everything is. She said Joe Biden can still say he's a bipartisan leader, but this requires redefining what bipartisanship means. And here's a crazy Democrat. She said, if Mitch McConnell and the Republicans don't want to help, that's fine. I mean, it's their choice. They've put politics over people. It's not surprising, and I think it's a mistake, said the fake Russia huntress, put politics over people. They just won't stop. They won't face reality. A Florida State Congressman, Carlos Smith, is confused why the state legislature is adopting a resolution that actually condemns socialism. Here's what the Florida Democrat congressman tweeted out. Wow, these are stunning allegations that socialism has killed people around the world. End of his tweet. And then he came back and said, I meant democratic socialism. Does he even know what democratic socialism is? Do all the people that were in line to see Bernie Sanders in the heat in Fresno last summer even remember or even know what democratic socialism is? Does AOC know what it is? Do the ABC reporters interviewing these elected officials, asking them about, well, you're different. You're a democratic socialist. Yeah, you know what a democratic socialist is? It's where you vote for the people who shoot your family and ship you off to the gulag. That's what it is. Over 100 million people died under Marxism in the last century. Congressman Carlos Guillermo Smith, over 1 million died. The only belief that has killed more people during that time, yeah, you got it, the other Democratic big push, abortion. Go woke, go broke. It's that easy. NBA ratings disaster. How far off? Well, let's go see the good people over at ABC. They've fallen 45% since back in 2012. TNT down 40%. ESPN off 20%. Nothing new. These past two NBA finals, last year's was down 51%. And what do? They just keep doubling down. The worst last year was the finals game, 70% off year over year. 70%. It's just not just a saying. Go woke, go broke. That's not just a saying. It's reality. Average viewership is 2.8 million. Now, to keep that in mind, sports normally outdoes regular TV series. Average viewership, NBA, 2.8 million. There's an NBC crime drama. Maybe you watch it, The Blacklist. They get 3.3. ABC's biggest show, medical drama, The Good Doctor, gets over 4 million a week. A Harris poll found that 39% of respondents who identified as sports fans felt the NBA too political. That's 39%. 19% said they turned off pro basketball because of their links to China. Now, their commissioner said last October, and I'll quote him here, and I tell you, his realization probably came a little too late, Commissioner Silver. He said, this was last year, my sense is there'll be somewhat a return to normalcy, that those messages, meaning the Black Lives Matter messages, will largely be left to be delivered off the floor. I understand those people who are saying, I'm on your side, but I just want to watch a basketball game. Kind of like when we got the windows shut in our face because we were outdoors ordering a hot dog. Guy slammed the window and said, I don't want to die. And I'm like, man, I don't either. I just want a hot dog. I just want to watch a basketball game without being told that the equivalency of we're going to die. You know, systemic racism, it needs to be interwoven in my second and third quarter. No, it doesn't. And I think the NBA now getting a little bit feel of what's been going on. Congressman Nunes went down to the border.
Well, clearly these children that are very, very young by themselves, unaccompanied minors, is quite troubling. And that is a catastrophe where you've got dozens and dozens all not practicing any COVID protocol whatsoever with no parents, no adult. Instead of having people claim asylum in their home country like the Trump administration was doing, on day one, they turned that off. We're looking at over 100,000 people a month.
No protocol COVID whatsoever. Neither did Congresswoman Maxine Waters when she was out mumbling this.
But I know this, we've got to stay in the street. And we've got to demand justice. We're looking for a guilty verdict. We've got to not only stay in the street, but we've got to fight for justice. Guilty, guilty, guilty. And if we don't, we cannot go away.
What should protesters do?
Well, we got to stay on the street, and we've got to get more active. We've got to get more confrontational. We've got to get more confrontational. We've got to get more confrontational. We've got to make sure that they know that we mean business.
More confrontational. Can you imagine if Congressman Nunes said that? Hey, we'll talk to him coming up next. California Congressman Devin Nunes on the Trevor Carey Show.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.